Even those of us who like all kinds of books tend to gravitate to certain genres again and again. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, University of Baltimore MFA professor and book critic Marianne Winnick, a noted memoirist herself, is here with a trio of, what else, new memoirs. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Quote, "Until now, all my books have ended with the death of the main character. This one will have to be different," writes Claire Tomalin, the biographer of Charles Dickens, Jane Austen, and Samuel Pepys. Tomalin's quietly moving and inspiring memoir, A Life of My Own, tells of her devotion to her work, her handicapped son and three daughters, and her brilliant career. Her British childhood in the 30s and 40s was deeply affected by the dislocations of World War II, but also by the terrible mismatch of her parents, whose nasty divorce and litigation occurred when such things were still a reason for shame. When she was 40, Tomalin's journalist husband was killed by a Syrian missile while on assignment in Israel, and 7 years later, her daughter committed suicide. Her writing about this experience moved me so much, I sent copies of it to several friends who have suffered similar losses. Quote, "Grief has to be set aside, but it does not go away," she begins, and just that much is so right. We don't usually discuss books I don't love on The Weekly Reader, but since I am one of the few reviewers who hasn't given high marks to Small Fry, Lisa Brennan Jobs' memoir of her father, Steve Jobs, I thought I'd mention it. Brennan Jobs is a very fine writer, and for about the first third of her book describing her childhood in Northern California in the 1980s, I was happily engaged. Her parents were high school sweethearts who never married. In fact, Jobs started out denying his paternity, and her mom raised her in a shoestring hippie style, aided by unpredictable handouts from Mr. Big Bucks. But as the book went on to recount more and more bad behavior, pettiness, and cruelty on the part of Jobs, I started to see it as Mommy Dearest for Silicon Valley. Memoirs devoted to taking down the author's father or mother inevitably rubbed me the wrong way, and when that parent is a famous person who has already been thoroughly raked over the coals, well, count me out. I'll hope for Lisa Brennan Jobs to put her talent and the millions she inherited from her not-so-deadbeat dad to better use in the future. The Girl Who Smiled Beads by Clementine Waumaria and Elizabeth Weil is the opposite kind of memoir, a kind I am almost always glad to read, a firsthand report from a world that we could not know any other way, in this case, the story of a little girl who lived through the Rwandan genocide. Clementine Waumaria recreates the happiness of her early childhood with such clarity you experience the shock with her when, at the age of 6, she and her older sister Claire ended up on the run, literally fleeing from strangers trying to kill them. The siblings wound up traversing 7 African countries for more than 6 years, moving from refugee camps to slums and back to camps, searching for a stable existence. Eventually, they ended up in Chicago and, believe it or not, on Oprah, where their lives took yet another bizarre twist. One of Waumaria's most profound experiences in her American high school was reading Elie Wiesel's Holocaust memoir, Night, and her courage and candor in capturing her child's perspective is worthy of his example.
The books are A Life of My Own by Claire Tomalin, Small Fry by Lisa Brennan Jobs, and The Girl Who Smiled Beads by Clementine Waumaria and Elizabeth Weil. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.